Black Keys and Dan Auerbach celebrating a birthday today, 42 years old. They've got a album coming up of old blues covers, which should be pretty good. Lonely Boy from the Black Keys, one of my favorite bands of the past 15 years or so. Dan Auerbach, a birthday today. He turns 42 years old. Got an email from listener Keith during the break saying how much he enjoys listening to the music discussion when I fill in. Well, you know, talk about things you love. So I love music. And if you want to hear more of my talk about music, I'll point you to Political Beats, the podcast I host with my co-host Jeff Blair over at National Review. But find it wherever fine podcasts are found. We talk with people in and around the world of politics, so names you probably know and have heard from before. And we talk about our guest's favorite band or musician, artist, and we take a deep dive into that discography. Did the Afghan Whigs recently, Greg Dooley, Jenny Lewis, and Rilo Kiley recently. Neil Young, a three-parter, begins, today for our Patreon supporters, Monday for everybody else. But go ahead and take a look at Political Beats over at National Review and elsewhere. You could also find me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Less music discussion on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations, but also available in podcast form. This week, we talk with Matt Meehan, who's with our Hillsdale in D.C. branch, about the importance of good poetics and good politics, how they interconnect. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation will tell us about the dangers inside HR1. And Dwight Lindley, who's an associate professor of English here at Hillsdale, he's doing an occasional series with me on the show about Victorian poetry, profiling Robert Browning this time. So Matt Meehan, Hans von Spakovsky, Dwight Lindley, all on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this week. Find it on many of these fine radio stations, or heck, you can go to radiohour.hillsdale.edu to find out more, find shows, sign up for a newsletter. Well, it's not really a newsletter. It's an alert when there's new episodes. radiohour.hillsdale.edu. I mentioned I did want to play one more time these cuts from Dr. Fauci yesterday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, we are all too familiar with him over the past year or so. Yes, he's had to backtrack on a number of things. Yes, like 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, he was one of the main voices saying, you know, if you're vaccinated, you should probably keep masking. And yesterday, an abrupt about face from the administration, from the CDC, and saying, if you're vaccinated, well, drop those masks. There's no need for them. And you can congregate indoors and outdoors, except in some limited situations, they said. Planes, hospitals, buses, crowded indoor settings. But if you're vaccinated, surprise, surprise, the vaccine works. And you, in fact, can stay unmasked in many of these situations. Not here in Michigan, though, because the order has not changed in Michigan that says you have to wear masks in virtually all cases, even if you are vaccinated, unless you're in residential gathering, right? Everywhere else you have to wear masks, and that has not changed as of yet. Dr. Fauci on CNN yesterday with Jake Tapper and The Lead, first talking about schools and what he sees for schools in the fall. This is yesterday, Jake Tapper, Dr. Fauci on The Lead, cut one.
Both CDC Director Walensky and the president of the American Federation of Teachers are now saying that schools in the fall should be 100% open and in person 5 days a week. Do you agree? And if that's the plan, should it be formalized so schools and parents can start preparing?
Yeah, I agree with that. I believe the school should be open 5 days, full blast, just the way it was before. That we really have to do that by the time we get to the fall.
And if the kids are vaccinated, no masks required, right?
Right. Well, again, I'm going to leave that to the CDC to make that decision. But I would think that certainly would be an option if the children are vaccinated, not to have a mask.
Now, Jake Tapper's question implied that the AFT, Randy Weingarten, who's the president there, the union, the teachers union, had said, hey, let's go. We're ready to go in the fall. Let's open things up. And of course, that's not quite the case. And she sort of underlined that fact later in the day by tweeting something along the lines of, you know, Children under 12 still can't get vaccinations, setting up yet another reason why the unions might shut down schools in the fall. If children under 12 still aren't vaccinated, well, you can't expect us to open doors. So I think that's still very much a question mark. It's going to take more pressure, like the pressure that's been put upon the past couple of weeks on this question about masks, to get people to move. One more cut yesterday, Dr. Fauci, and Jake Tapper on the lead, cut two.
Do you think that places such as grocery stores, pharmacies, whatever, should allow vaccinated people to come in and shop without masks?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's really the whole point that we're talking about.
But not here in Michigan. The order stands. This, according to at least the guidance we have, all these deep blue states, New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, have plans to reopen, have plans to remove mask mandates, have plans to increase capacity, and they're just going to do it. There's no threshold. There's no guideline like there is here on the Vax to Normal plan here in Michigan. We're going to be the last state to reopen if things stay as they are. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water, installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water, if you are ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. Check them out at WolverineWaterSystems.com, WolverineWaterSystems.com. Back to wrap up the week of shows here. Next, Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOLTLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.